Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Ken and Roy have 4 each. Amy has 3.
Tight game.
It's only one away.
Yeah, okay. So, Amy, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, federal authorities busted a global currency exchange company for running a $6 billion blank operation.
Ponzi? No.
No, it was a money laundering operation. Oh. The White House, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and Bloomberg's gun control group all received letters this week containing blank.
Ricin?
Yes. USDA officials are investigating how an unapproved strain of wheat that had been blanked turned up in Oregon.
Genetically altered?
Yes, genetically modified by Monsanto. No kill shelters in Chicago took in animals from Oklahoma this week to make room for pets displaced by the recent blanks there.
Tornadoes?
Yes, a Romanian man is suing an Orthodox church for failing to exorcise the demons who he says have been blanking.
The demons have been possessing him?
No, the demons have been farting in his home. Sure not him. Organizers who arranged for Dennis Rodman to visit North Korea said this week that blank had actually been their first choice.
Michael Jordan.
Yes, indeed. In the classic example of why you should not date in your workplace, Danica Patrick's boyfriend is in the doghouse for blanking.
Oh. Running her off the road?
Yes, crashing into her in the Coca-Cola 600. Things are going great when Danica Patrick and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., their friends get along, they like the same turtle wax, and then he had to go and bump her in the Coca-Cola 600, making her crash into another driver. Not to worry, though, not even the flame retardant suit she was wearing could extinguish the flame of their love. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
She got 6 more points. That's 12 and a total of 15.
Well done. All right. We flipped a coin, and Ken is elected to go last. So, Roy, you are up next. Fill in the blank. President Obama said he would confront President Xi Jinping after hackers from blank accessed blueprints for U.S. weapon systems.
China.
Right. On Wednesday, NASDAQ was hit with a $10 million fine for violating securities laws with the IPO for social network blank.
Facebook.
Right. This year, for the first time, a vocabulary test was included as part of the national blank.
Huh. Spelling bee?
Spelling bee. A German woman was surprised to discover that the pranksters who kept ringing her doorbell at 3 a.m. were actually blank.
German.
No. A colony of ants. Because of Lance Armstrong's recent admissions of doping, Nike announced this week that it is severing ties with blank.
With his cancer organization.
Yeah, Livestrong, it's called. Netflix declined to say how many subscribers had viewed the 4th season of the revived series Blank after it was posted online on Sunday.
Arrested Development.
Right. Sales skyrocket after shoppers noted that a tea kettle advertised on a JCPenney billboard blanked.
Looked like Hitler.
It did! This Michael Graves-designed tea kettle has a handle that looked like Hitler's hair and a little mustache-like knob on the top and a spout extended in that classic T-Heil pose. It sold out so quickly that JCPenney is now planning a World Tyrants line of products. Joseph Stalin mustache toothbrushes, Mussolinguini, and of course, Pol Potts. Bill, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Well, he did well. He got 6 points. That gives him 12 more points, and he has the lead with 16.
All right. And let me ask the famous question, how many then does Ken Jennings need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
I don't know.
How do you play this game, he said?
Can I answer in the form of a question? It'll make me feel at ease.
I understand, Ken. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. In a $4.7 billion takeover deal, Smithfield Foods agreed to sell itself to a company in blank.
China.
Yes. The World Health Organization issued warnings this week about a new SARS-like blank.
Virus.
Yes. Union representatives announced plans to sue the Chicago Sun-Times after it fired all of its blanks on Thursday.
Photographers.
Right. A British man accused of shoplifting a chunk of raw beef said he only did it because blank.
Because his iguana was hungry.
No, because it reminded him of his grandmother. This week, Royal Caribbean became the latest company to have one of its blanks catch on fire while at sea.
Cruise ships.
Right. Federal investigators worked to determine what caused the train to derail and explode in blank this week.
Baltimore?
Yes. A TV news crew in Maine reporting live about a missing person was interrupted by blank.
The missing person wandering through the shop.
Exactly right.
Hello.
reporter Norm Krakos of WMTM News 8 was about to do his hard-hitting piece on the disappearance of Robert McDonough when the missing Robert McDonough wandered into the shot and said, "Hi to everyone." Krakos abandoned the report, but was further frustrated when a segment about a kitten caught in a tree ended with a kitten hopping onto his shoulder, and a story about a local drought was rained out. Bill, how did Ken Jennings do in our quiz?
Well, Ken needed 6 to tie. He got 6, which happens to be exactly the number that Roy had. Yeah. So it's a tie.
God.
Whoa.
I could have made $1 million on Jeopardy.
I know.
How am I going here?